Brian Hansen is founder and producer of the legendary Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend that's in his 28th year and takes place in Palm Springs, California, March 28th to April 1st. Hi, Mariah.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great. Just got back from Palm Springs, had about 5 days of meetings there, and I'm really excited about the 2018 Dyna. It's going to be a good one.
Tell us about the Dinosaur Palm Springs weekend.
You know, I've been producing it for 28 years. It is considered the largest lesbian event in the world. It certainly is the most well-known lesbian event. It's become a bucket list for lesbians. It's something that every lesbian feels like she wants to do at least once in this lifetime, which I think is a pretty cool accolade to have at this point. And it makes sense because what happens at the Dyna is so magical and yet undefinable. It's almost alchemy. What translates during the weekend is this incredible celebration and joy and freedom, and it's pretty exciting. So it's now 5 days of parties, concerts, comedy shows. We've been doing this in Palm Springs for almost 3 decades, and it's just this amazing 5-day all-women living out loud festival.
Who will be performing, and what special guest celebrities will be appearing this year?
Our lineup in 2018 is as good as it gets. I am just as excited at this lineup as I have been about, say, 2009 when I booked Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Our big headliner, which we have not officially announced, but I'm giving you guys a sneak preview, is Jessie Reyez, who's an up-and-coming artist who will remind people of an Amy Winehouse. Her voice is so incredibly powerful and sexy, and she's just everything you want in a musical artist. She's beautiful, she's politically active, and she writes great music. So we're really excited about her for a couple of reasons. One, I think she's going to take off. But two, she's got a backstory that I really like. She is one of those artists that was speaking about the Me Too movement before the Me Too movement. She's just been really pioneering, standing up for ourselves and making sure our voices are heard in the face of sexual harassment and abuse. And I love that about her. She's very young and she's very brave and courageous. And the next thing you know, this whole Me Too movement has so courageously taken off. And I like these stories about these women who, even before it was getting public notice, were really pounding that ceiling saying, this isn't okay, I'm breaking this ceiling. And I think I love that about her most, but her music's pretty darn good. So I think people will be very excited when they figure out who she is once we announce. No one ever knows who our artists are prior to announcement, or very rarely. And then as momentum gains, people realize we've just booked the next big thing. So she's definitely a strong pick for that. We also have Rapsody, who just was up for 2 Grammy nominees in the rap genre, Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song. She's performing on Sunday. We're super excited about that. And then Snow the Product. I'm just in love with her. She's so great. She's Friday, and she is just fun and really committed to representing her culture in her music. And so she just hasn't bought into, I now need to write pop songs. She writes pop songs, and then she'll also sing them in Spanish because that's her background, and Mexican-American. And so it's really powerful for me to see women who are doing it on their own terms. They're not listening to the guys in the jacket saying, we have to do it this way or that way. Or it's just this whole new, brave new day right now where people are really just being as authentic as possible, or women certainly are. And it's exciting at the Dyna to be able to present these women. And then we have Madam Gandhi. She's got a backstory that just is insane. She's Indian. She's been outspoken about women's rights her entire career. She was the drummer for MIA. So I love our lineup. It's powerful. It's just badass women who are doing it on their own terms and who are really good at what they do. Their stories are amazing. Their talent is unparalleled. So this is a good Dyna to attend.
What events do you have planned?
It's the same format every year. We have the Wednesday opening party. Thursday is our first kind of big opening party. Wednesday's kind of a little preview. Friday is the pool party. Friday night is the 50 Shades of Pink party. And Saturday, pool party. Saturday night, Hollywood party. Sunday, pool party. Sunday night, closing party. And then within that, we'll weave little events within events. So we're doing things this year like we've joined with Reverie TV, with Telefilms, and with Outfest, which is the Los Angeles Film Festival. And we're promoting women visibility in film and inviting filmmakers, inviting actresses who are in the trenches making content for us, but are doing this in a patriarchal society where they aren't predominant on boards, where their films aren't programmed in equal amounts as male filmmakers. And so we're really making a stand for this and letting our customers know who they are, where they can see their films, where they can sign up to become a member at Outfest or Reverie TV or Telefilms, so that we can support these women filmmakers and women board members, women just really out there creating visibility for us and who need to be supported. So we need to start showing up and supporting them. It's one thing to complain that there's not enough women in certain areas, but it's another thing to actually really get up and do something about it. And so that means becoming a member of Outfest or supporting Telefilms. Reverie is not women-owned, but we like Reverie because they're really strong in the transgender lifestyle and content, and we think that's really important. We believe in our community being as inclusive as possible and in no aspect of our community being marginalized. So we're really happy to have them as well. It's a part of our community that needs to be represented and heard, and we want to help that.
What would you like to accomplish with the Dinah this year?
I am committed this year, last year, every year in increasing women's visibility. We do that through the artists that we pick. I look at artists not just at, oh, is this a great song, but what's their backstory? Is it an interesting backstory? Are they a pioneer? Are they a groundbreaker? And so we are moving forward and kind of politicizing that party platform in a way, because our attendees are finally on the same page with us in that they also see that we can be 5 days celebrating and having fun and living out loud and also making political statements about how we want women's voices to be heard. And so it's really amazing and powerful statement throughout the weekend that I'm most proud of.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I don't. The American people have been completely duped by this guy, and LGBTQIA Americans certainly are topping that list because we just don't fit into his administration or, I think, his view. And it's a pretty frightening time. I think people need to be very vigilant and very aware of how we can elicit powerful change. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not partisan. I want people in our government that are representing all Americans. I don't care if they're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. I think it's really time to start voting people into office that are courageous, that are ethical, that have integrity, and that are impeccable. And we need to get this guy out. So let's hope that we all work together for the midterm elections and take back the House and the Senate so that at least we can start blocking a lot of this really heinous legislation he tries to pass through. But do I have any positive messaging about us moving forward? I think we're going to be moving forward one step at a time with all we got. I think we're in a battle. And I think in any battle, you need good leaders and you need good strategy. So I got my fingers crossed.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's presidency?
Trump's presidency marginalizes LGBTQI kids, people of ethnic background. They're getting double whammies. If you're a Mexican-American who is LGBTQ under this presidency, they must feel like they're being stomped on. What advice do I have? Get involved. I don't think we have the time to wait until our 30s and 40s to get involved civically. I think that every American has a duty right now to be very involved in saving the democracy of this country. It is at risk. People can laugh at that, but it's funny until it's not. And so this means involvement. So it's a two-tiered question for me, because there's also that personal response to being picked on or bullied or made to feel less than or marginalized because of your orientation. And then I think that getting help for that or getting support for that and having someone to talk to is incredibly important. But I also think getting involved will be a way to circumvent that pain and translate it into activism and positive change, so that the world that you're creating is a better world for anyone who's walking behind you, and you're paving a better world for yourself. So it's a tough time right now. I think we all need to start getting really tough and recognizing what we're faced with, because I think it's frightening.
How can people get information about Club Skirts Donna Shore Weekend?
We are very active on social media. So we have a great Facebook page, a fan page, Club Skirts Donna Shore Weekend. We're on Instagram, The Dinah Shore, and we have a website, thedinah.com, that has all of our information on it. It's really the go-to to find out who our acts are, what events we're doing, what days, what times, and all the little events within events, such as, like, we have a lip-syncing contest, we have a best daikini drinking a martini. Little fun things going on throughout the weekend that are engaging and helping people to make friends and get to know people. So thedinah.com is really your best source, but we're also on social media.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I would love it if people would ask me who's headlining our comedy show, because it's Suzanne Wessenhofer and Dana Goldberg, and it's going to be a great show this year, and we've moved it to Friday night, so we're doing comedy on a peak night, which I'm excited about. I just want to encourage people to not just talk about the state of our union, but to do as much as we can to help create change, because I think it's a time for Americans to come together and listen to each other and to hear our differences and see where we also have our commonalities, so that we can all move forward and cure the ills of a Trump administration. So comedy and seriousness all in one answer.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. I have a quote I've been thinking of recently by Rumi. What you are seeking is seeking you. And I think it's a profound quote. It's a great quote for single people. That person you want to materialize in your life is also seeking you. But I think it also has deeper meaning, in that we need to be impeccable human beings operating from our highest, because anything less than is what we actually are seeking. So if we're infused with anger, if we have road rage, if we are intimidating at work, that's what we're seeking, and that's what we're inviting in. And so I'm all for being very conscious about what we are seeking, so that what's seeking us is at the highest plane possible.